analogy as far as with laughter, because it's laughing hyenas. So I just wanted to find out. And I didn't know if I should just go with what the professor that is actually studying them.
I would look up, well, I mean, that seems awfully strong, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. And then you could always say in the thing, Professor so-and-so, who's doing research in such and such an area, you know, says that, quote, you know, something like that. So you've put it on him.
Okay, super, thanks.
Don't cut and paste from Wikipedia. Don't leave in hyperlinks, which are in Wikipedia. Everybody knows what those are, right? Is there a no? They're a little, I don't know how you do them. Everybody here probably knows how to put them in, but there are things like, if you're reading a Wikipedia thing, and I love Wikipedia, you know, it gives me a really quick overview, but then something will be in another color with an underline, and you touch it, right, boom, you're somewhere else. Okay. Use primary sources and credit them properly. It is easy to go to Wikipedia, and it gives you a quick overview of something. I'm about to go in there on my way back home and read about the plot of The Ring Cycle by Wagner. And that's going to give me, I mean, it's going to be paragraphs and paragraphs, but each one of the four operas, so I'll have a wonderful summary there. But in general, use primary sources. So if Peter Wagner, speaking of Wagner, if Peter Wagner quoted Cindy Jacobs, go to Cindy Jacobs' book and don't go to the Peter Wagner quote of the Cindy Jacobs book. That's what that means. And credit them properly. Chicago Manual of Style is the accepted guideline for all these complicated attributions. But it's really important at the very least to say, chosen books, comma, you know, 1999, something like that. And here's the title of the book, and here's the author. Be really clear on crediting sources properly. Fair use. Somebody asked about this at the very beginning. Does everybody know? Just a little bit of discussion about fair use. We are entitled, this is fair use. This is my understanding of fair use. We are entitled to use up to 300 words, roughly, maybe 250, according to some publishers, of words from a book for free. So you don't need permission from that publisher to quote between 250 and 300 words. But much beyond 300 words, you're on thin ice. The only determinant...